Today's daf is daf Yud Dalet. So we got to the very last line, the last two words of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says Amar Abaye, going on to now Yud Dalet. The Gemara says Amar Abaye, Rochvei Gemalim Asurim Lechol B'Truma. Those who travel on camels may not eat Truma. Us eat Truma. Why? So Rashi explains that Eveirahim Mechavim Bidvaser Hagamal Mosin Der. It's going to create Tuma, and one whose tummy may not eat Truma. If you just look at Tosfos on the top here, Tosfos writes Rochvei Gemalim Asurim Lechol B'Truma. Even though it says in Perek Yotzei Dofen, which is later on Daf Mem Gimel, Kol Shechva Zeresh Ein Kol Gufa Margish Einu Matame, anything that the body doesn't feel a complete sensation, that's not called Tuma Shechva Zeresh. So Halcha Dilma Hirgish Kol Gufa V'Labadaitis. Maybe here as well. So the question is, a Rochle Gemalm doesn't feel this Hargasha of Kol Gufa. But the Gemara says, no, the Tosfos says he does feel. He may not be aware because he's on top of the Gemal, but the entire body feels it, and that would register as a real Tumas Keri. So then the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hachi, the Braisa says the same thing, Rochle Gemalim, those who ride camels, Kulam Rishom, they're all Rishom, because, as we just said, they create Shechva Zeresh. Hasafanim Kulam Tzadikim. Safanim, those who are sailors, are not, are all Tzadikim. And Chamarim, those who ride on donkeys, Mehem Rishom, Mehem Tzadikim, some are Rishom, and some are Tzadikim. So the, if you look at Tosfos for a second, Kulam Tzadikim, Rashi explains, why are sailors such Tzadikim? So Rashi explains, because Kulam Tzadikim Shedarim B'Sakana, they're always living a life of danger. They're at sea, and it's dangerous, and the storms, and it's dark, and V'libim La'avim Shebashamayim, and they only have what or who to rely on, which is Kadosh Baruch Hu, so that creates an incredible amount of emuna and bitachim. So the Gemara now continues to say that Ika D'Amri Ha D'Mukaf, so when we said above that the Tzadikim are the ones who are riding on the chamor, that's a situation where there's a saddle of some sort, where there's no chamimus from the chamor, and those that are risham, ha de lo mukaf, those who sit on the camel without a saddle, those are risham. Zigidam yadus explain differently, that ha de mitartin, ha de lo mitartin. What's mitartin? So the way they sit. So mitartin is when they sit, their legs, Rashi says mitartin, yerach mikan, yerach mikan, ve'varu mischamim. If they're sitting one leg on one side of the chamor, and the other leg on the other side of the chamor, that's a rasha. But those who sit both legs off to the side, so then, which is not a probably easy way at all to ride a donkey or any animal, those would be considered tzaddikim. So, so if you look at, fine. So then the Gemara says, "Vayitzer." Now, Gemara says, "Rabbi Shimon Levi, layit aman degani a parkit." He would curse those who would sleep a parkit. What's a parkit mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi is panav lamala. A person sleeps on their back and their face up. That's gnusu. That's not a nice thing, nice way to sleep. Mishapamim sheitzgasha eiver toch sheinasavi itzgala ve'od sheyadav munachas lo aleivar mischamim. It's inappropriate way to sleep. It's going to cause shechva zeresh perhaps, and therefore he cursed such a person. Asks the Gemara, Aini, is that really true? The Hamar of Yosef Prakton lo yikrei kriya shema, one who's lying on the back shouldn't recite Shema. Kriya shema hu delo yikrei, the diak is a Shema shouldn't be recited in such a way, but the diak is ha migne shapridayim, but to sleep on one's back would be permitted. So Gemara answers, linyan migna kimitza shapridayim. When it comes to lying down, the person leans slightly to left or to the right, so then that's fine. But in Kriya Shema, Kimati Asa, but with regards to Shema, even a person lying down and leaning slightly to his side, that's still also one needs sit up in order to write and recite Shema. Gemara says, Vaha, Rabbi Yochanan, Matzli, Vakari, Kriya Shema. It wasn't Rabbi Yochanan when he would lie down. He leaned over to the side and recite Shema. So you see, it's permitted to lie down if you're slanted to the side a bit. And the Gemara explains that Shiny Rabbi Yochanan was different because the Baal Basar Hava. He was a heavy man, Rabbi Yochanan, and it was hard for him to get up, so for him there was a heter to just lean to the side in order to recite Shema. With regard to sleeping, a person may sleep on the back, slightly tilted to one of his sides. So the new Mishnah tells us that Derech Benos Yisrael Meshamshus Bishnei Edim. The way of Benos Yisrael is to check themselves with two cloths. Echalov, one was used for him after Tashmish to make sure there's no dam on him from the Tashmish, and Echalov, one for her to check after Tashmish. And the Tznuos, the women who are a little bit more careful in the Halacha, Misaknos Shlishi, Lestakinis Abayas, they would use a third cloth in order to check before Tashmish to make sure that they are Tahor. Those were only reserved for those who are Tznuos. Nimsal Shalom, what happens, let's say, after Tashmish, they find the on the cloth that he used, there is some dam. So Tamei, they're both Tamei, Shivas Yamim. The fact that there's Dam on him clearly indicates Dam doesn't come from a man, it came from her. So she's Nida, and he's also Nida because the din is Bol Nida, has a Tumas Nida as well. We'll learn more about that in the Pesachta. So again, Nimsal Shalom, they find it on his cloth, Tumayim, they're both Tumayim, the Chayavim, Karban, the Chayav, Chatas, because they did nothing wrong on purpose. It wasn't made, this was Shogeg, turns out she was Nida, so they're both required to bring a Chayav, Karban, Chatas. Nimsal Shalom, if they find on her cloth, however, Lacharzman, if it's not right away, but a few moments afterwards, we'll define the Gemara, the Shir, but let's say, I don't know, 30 seconds later, she does a Bedik, and she finds some Dam, so then we don't know if it was there during Biyah, it's too far away to know, it's a Safik. So Tamei Misafik, they're both Tamei Misafik, but it's not Vadei Tamei, which means that they can't metame anything L'chachila, you won't burn Shuma if they were to touch it, it would only be Tolan, you can't eat it, but you can't burn it. Uptur Min HaKarbon, the Patsh from HaKarbon, because since it's not a Vadei Avera, it's a Shogeg on a case of a Safik, so there's no Chiv Karbon Chatas. So now the Misha defines Ezu Acharzman, what's considered Acharzman? Acharzman means Kidei Sheterid Min Amita V'Tadiach Paneh. So it went for her to come off the bed and to clean the paneh, which is a way of saying the osomakam. So that amount of time, I don't know, let's say 10 seconds, that's considered achazman, that's any level of suffix. But it's within 10 seconds. If she inspected herself within the 10 seconds of tashmish and finds dam, so then they would both be considered tamit. The harkaf, then the Mishnah says afterwards, if she checked after that zman, but even a later zman, mitame me'es la'es, and if she's metame eis leis, like a regular kesem, she's metame the past 24 hours, vein metame is bala, but she's not metame the bala. So the din is, if she finds a kesem, again, if it's within 15 seconds, so then that's related to the tashmish. If it's, let's say, 20 seconds later, she finds a stain, so that doesn't affect the bala, but it does affect any of the tyros that she was there. And Rabbi Kiva, Omer, af metame is bala, Rabbi Kiva argues and says, no, even if a woman finds a stain, we have the din of Metame Meis Leis, Lamafreya, the past 24 hours, that was a din derabanan. Rabbi Kiva says it even impacts the husband, and he were to be Tame as well. So then the Mishnah concludes saying, Modim Chachamim, the Rabbi Kiva, Baroa Kesem Shematame Es Boala. The Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Kiva, if she sees a Kesem, so then it will create a Tumas to Boala as well. Our case here is only if she inspected and she found it afterwards. But if the Zman is a Re'iyah, so Re'iyah of a Kesem, so then that again will be Metame the Bala. So the Gemara is going to discuss all of this. Okay, so a lot going on in the Mishnah. So the Gemara goes one by one. V'nichash Dilma Dam Acholosim. So we said if they found Dam on any of the cloths, so we said it's depending on the Zman, if it's on his, it's Tameh, if it's on hers right away, it's Tameh, if it's after Zman, it's Tameh, it's Tafek only. So how come we're assuming that any of them are tummy? Maybe it's dam machol, so it came from a louse of some sort, some of these small little bugs and flies, and they're apparently pretty common back then. It's hard for us to understand and appreciate because we don't have flies, but you go to certain countries and places in the world, there are just flies all over the place. So it's very likely to have spots of blood on many cloths. So maybe we should be concerned. Maybe it wasn't from her. It was a stain from a bug and not a tummy at all. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Zera, Osamakom Badek Hu Eta Machalos." It's talking about a situation where there was no machalos. They checked, they inspected. There were no lice in that area, and therefore there's no other way to, no place to attribute the dam to other than to her. Vikidami, others say that Dachaku Eta Machalos, that it was an area that the louse couldn't get to. It couldn't fit in. So either there were no none of the area. Or it was just, there were lice, but just the area was tight and it couldn't fit in. So my, but now what's the difference between there were none or it was just a makum dachuk? So you could be now, the nafkmin is, dishtakech macholos ritzup. If you find a stain that's a little spread out, it's not a, like a circle, just a blotch, but kind of spread out. So the din is lahachlish and damar baduku hamamasi. So if you say that you check the area, there are no lice in the area, so it came from somewhere else, and therefore it must have come from her. There's no, you know, there's no lice. But if it's lach lishna d'amar dachaku, if you say were to say that the area was just there were lice, but just couldn't fit in the area that was being checked. So then, since it's dachaku, ein mashamish uritzpa. So maybe the reason why the stain came out in such a strange way, because the makom was dachak, it spread it in such a way to give it the appearance of it being spread out. And so according to that, so then maybe you would attribute it to the macholas, and she wouldn't become tameh. So that's a nafkamina of, if you find, again, the shape of the stain of the bedikah cloth, there may or may not be a reason to attribute it to the dam macholas and not to herself. So Itmar, the Gemara now records the machlokas as follows. Badka be'eha badukla. So let's say she checked with a cloth, and it was naki. And then v'tacha be'recha, and then she placed it on her thigh area. Ulamachar matzaleh, but then she found dam on it. On her leg, on her thigh. So the din is, we don't know if the blood was on the bedikah, meaning she did a bedikah, and she didn't check it, and she's like left it between her legs overnight. And then what comes out is the bedikah cloth seems to be clean, but there's dam on the thigh. So we don't know if there was really dam on the bedikah cloth, and now it just went onto the thigh. Oh, maybe the bedikah cloth was clean and the damage just came from some other source. So we don't know where that blood originated from. Did it come from the bedikah cloth, which is now clean, or not? Some Rav says, Tamei Nida. He thinks that the blood that you find on her thigh certainly came from the bedikah cloth, and therefore she certainly is Tamei. So Amar Le Rav Shimei Bar Chia V'ha Choshesh Amar Telam. Didn't you tell us once that we're only Choshesh that it came from the bedikah cloth, and she's Tamei, but not Vadai? So that was just a question that remains unanswered. And the Gemara says, it's Marnami. It was also stated, Amar Shmuel Tamei Nida. We assume that she's Vada Nida in this case. V'chein Morin B'vei Metrasha, that Tamei Nida. Okay? So that's just a certain scenario. So now the Gemara gives a different scenario. It's Mar. Badka B'ei Chein Abadak La. Let's say she used a cloth that wasn't checked. It was clean. And sorry, one second. It's Ein Abadak La.
He didn't look at the cloth.
So it may have been dirty beforehand. So she used just a cloth without inspecting it beforehand. And he nichasa the kufsa, and then she placed it, after she did a bedikah, she placed it in a box, in a drawer or something. And, you know, nighttime it was hard to see with a candle and to get the right color. So I'll check in the morning, she says. And then she finds dam on this. So now do you attribute this to maybe it being an old bedikah cloth? Or no, it's, we consider it fresh dam, and it would be tamei. So Amar Yosef Koyamov Shir Rabbi Chia Tamei. In this situation, the whole life of Rabbi Chia said it was Tamei. And Elias is Iknasa. When he got older, more mature, more sophisticated, more knowledgeable, but here he said, no, this case is actually Tahor. So Gemara wants to know now, what was the difference? What was the change in his Psak? So first, let's understand not why, but what was changing? What was the Psak, and then we'll figure out why. See, by the way, what was he saying? What is he saying? Hey, Chikamer, how do we say this? Kol Yamav Timei Mishum Nida. His whole life he thought such a case was Tamei Vadai. Ulizei Zignu Asa. When he got older, Tia Mishum Nida, V'Timei Mishum Kasim. He just dropped it. He wasn't Tamei Vadai, but this case is going to be Tamei Mi Safek. That was a change. It used to be Tamei Vadai. Now he thinks it's only Tamei Mi Safek because of a Kasim. Is that how he's understood? Oh, Dilma, perhaps. When he was his whole life, Rabbi Chiya would say, Koyam of Timei Mishum Kasev. He said, such a case is a stain, at best a stain. Not a Tamei Vadai, but at best a stain. It's a Tumah Safek. But when he got older, he says, Tiar Mivlokum. He said, it's completely Tahor. So what exactly was his Psak initially, and what was his change? So that's the Hakir in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tashma quotes from a Braisa here at the end of the Amud, the Sani, the Braisa teaches us that Badka Be'eche Eino Badakla. She checked with a cloth that hadn't been inspected, that wasn't pre-inspected, so it may or may not have been dirty beforehand. V'nichato, the kufsa placed it into a box, a drawer, with a macher matzal of dam, and the next day when she looks at it, it's light out, the sun comes up, she looks at it and she finds there to be blood. So we're not sure whether the blood was there beforehand, because it wasn't a checked baggage, it wasn't a checked cloth, where the blood is from her right now, and she's telling me. So here, Rebbe Omer, Timea Mishum Nida, it's real Vada Nida. We assume it came from her, it's fresh dam. Rabbi Chia Amar Timea Mishum Kesem. He thinks it's only a Safek. So now the question becomes, at what stage in Rabbi Chia's life was he making this statement? Was he saying the statement when it is Bechol Yamav, and later on he retracted to say Tahor? Or was the statement of Timea Mishum Kesem is when Beis Zeknusa, when he changed his mind, but Bechol Yamav, he actually said it was Tamei Vada. So Gemara says, Amar Lo Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia says, Rabbi Chia, who says it's about a kesem, He says back to Rebbe. Rebbe says it's about a nida. Rebbe Chiya says, Amar la Rebbe Chiya. Rebbe Chiya is a Rebbe. Yeah, to moda shetzricha kegris va'od. Do you not require a sheer amount of gris va'od, a certain amount of that volume or that area of blood has to be in order to make a tameh, but less than a gris va'od, it's tahor. So you require gris va'od. Amar lo aval. Yes, that's true. I do require that sheer. So Rebbe Chiya says, well, if you require a sheer, Amalo imkain ach atas yasa kesem. Isn't that the same din as a kesem? So we're both agreeing. You shouldn't say tamei vadai, it's tamei safik. Because just the din for a second is, tamei vadai, a woman who's nida vadai, if she sees a ri'iya, even ketipas chardal, even a tiny, like a tiny mustard seed, which is a very small amount, she's tamei. Tumas ri'iya of nida, you don't need any shir. Only for a kesem, the first stain, do we require shir. The reason why we require shir of a gris for od is because anything less than that, a machalus, again, we said that they were infested with lice. So a lice, a louse that gets killed, gets squashed, creates blood that's less than gris v'od. So less than a gris v'od, if you see a stain with that small amount less than a gris, so we assume it came from machalus. But anything larger than that, larger than a penny, let's say, lice don't create such blood when you kill it, so we can't assume it comes from machalus, so we assume it came from her. So, but the requirement of gris for is only when there's a stain you find. You don't know where it came from. But if there's a ri'iyah that shimamish saw come from the body, mamish ri'iyah, even a kol shu of dam is a shir. So from the fact that Rebbe agrees to Bichia that this case is only when you find on the bedika cloth, it's only true if you find the gris for od, that's a din of a kesem. That's not a din of a bedika cloth. Again, just to we'll say it clearly, a woman does a regular bedika and she sees a tiny bit of red, tiny bit. We don't say, oh, let's measure it up with a penny. We only measure up a penny if she finds a stain on something. Then we'll start figuring out, oh, is it the size of a penny? But if she sees a bedika cloth that was mamakum, but also makum, even a tiny drop of red will render a tamei. So the fact that Rebbe agrees to Rebbe Chiya that you need a gris for over that shear, that's a kesem. It's not a tumah vadai. So the Gemara says, Rebbe savar ba'inan ki gris for od lafuke midam macholas. He still says no. He even by a regular ear, it's a chiddush of Rebbe that he requires not simply a ketipas chardel, but you still ain't a chanam, you still need that shir grisro. That's his chiddush, even though it's not a ketam, it's a real ria. And came in the nafik le midam macholos, and once you've now precluded the possibility of it being midam macholos because it's more than a gris of the blood, but if it's less than a gris va'od, even though it came from the body, there would have still been room, according to Rebbe, to say it came from the macholas. So that's why he requires a gris va'od, even for a regular nida. So Gemara says, so now after explaining this macholas in Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya, we want to know, what age was Rebbe Chiya when he had this debate with Rebbe? So my love bizachnusa kai. So he's not talking about when he was older. Why is it when he was older? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says it's around 8 narrow lines down. Rashi says my lab is aknusokai midepaligale the Rebbe Rabbe. Rebbe Chiya was a Talmud of Rebbe. So that's very important. So a Talmud won't argue with his Rebbe when he's younger, but maybe when he's older, when he's more established. So maybe there might be a 20-year gap. So a 20-year-old wouldn't argue in a 40-year-old, but maybe a 40-year-old would argue in a 60-year-old. A 50-year-old could argue in a 70-year-old, even though it's a 20-year age gap. But as he matures, he has the right to his own opinion. So this could have only happened, Rebbe Chiya to argue on his own Rebbe, when he was older. So that's the assumption. So when he's older, that's when Rebbe Chiya says it's a kesem. So now we could deduce from this that my lab is aknus akai, ha bialdusa, when he was younger, when he's a young Talmud, came matime mishum, he assumed that tamei mishum vadai, like his Rebbe held as tamei vadai. It was only when he was older did he separate from his Rebbe and paskin, it was a kesem, it was only tamei misafek, shma mina. Gemara now says that Mishtabach le Rebbe, the Rebbe Yishmael, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Chama, Rebbe Bisa, Dazman Galahu. So Rebbe was praising in front of Rebbe Yishmael, he's praising that Rebbe Chama is an Adam Gadol. We have a few cases like this where a different Amoraim would praise other Amoraim. So the response is always, Amar lo, l'chlesh yavo l'yadcha, hevyeh l'yadi. When he comes to you, I want you to bring him to me. I want to talk to this who you claim to be an Adam Gadol. So l'chshava fine. So kiyasa, when Rabbi Chama came to Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Lei, Rabbi Yishmael said to Rabbi Chama, "Buy me a milsa." So Rabbi Yishmael wanted to challenge Rabbi Chama. So he asks him as follows. So sorry, Rabbi Chama asked from Rabbi Yishmael, Vodka be'eichin a badek lov. A woman checks with a cloth that had not been pre-inspected. So v'hinichasa be'kufs and places into a drawer. Well, amachar matzah lov dam. The next day she finds blood. Mahu, what's the din? So Amar lo. Rabbi Shmuel says to him, k'divrei abba emalach. Oh, k'divrei Rabbi emalach. Are you going to go like your father? Rabbi Shmuel's father was Rabbi Yossi. You can pass on Rabbi Yossi. We'll see who he is in just a second. Or are you going to say, like the shita of Rabbi? So we'll see who Rabbi Yossi is in just a moment. So what happened? So the Gemara says, Amar Le, Rabbi Chama says, Kedivei Rabbi Amar Emily. So I'm going to pass on like Rabbi. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel challenges this. Zeu, this is the person, Rabbi Chama. Shomer Malav Adam Gadol. You think he's an Adam Gadol? Really? Heyach Manich and Divya Rav, the Shomer Divya Talmud. Rabbi Yossi was the Rebbe of Rebbe. So how could you paskin like Rebbe, who was a Talmud, over Rabbi Yossi, who was the Rebbe? So this is what we call Adam Gadol. Paskin like the Talmud over the Rebbe. So Rabbi Chama Bar Bisi Savar, he felt, Rabbi was Reish Meshifta, who Shricha Rabbanan Kamei Mechadesh Maisa. Einich and Ami, right, Rabbi was a Talmud. But Rabbi grew to a great position of being a Rosh Hashiva. And when a person's in the position of Rosh Hashiva, that means that many questions are going to come to him, and that's going to make him even sharper. And so sharp he'll become that he'll even surpass the ability of his Rebbe, and Einich and Ami, even though he's younger and was taught by the Rebbe, he was able to surpass him by the position that he had earned. So Gemara says, so now who is this, my Rebbe Yossi? So, who are we talking about? It's very strange to talk about two people. We don't know what they said. So Amar Vada Bar Masa Tana. The Baraita teaches us that Rebbe Mitame and Rebbe Yossi Mitar. That question above about the using a bedikah cloth that wasn't inspected, and you leave it in the drawer overnight, you find it Tame, you find it Dam Nida in the morning, Rebbe says it's Tame, and Rebbe Yossi says Mitar. That's the Machlokas. So Amar Rebbe Zeir, Rebbe Zeir says, Kishatime Rebbe, Krebbe Meir. Uchshatir Rabbi Yossi Latmo Tir. So Rabbi Zeir just elaborates when Rabbi says in this case it's Tamei, he says it's Tamei like the Shita Rabbi Meir, who we haven't seen just yet either. And Rabbi Yossi says Tahor, he was going Lashitasa Latmo, he was Lashitasa that he says Tahor. So where do you find Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi regarding this machlokas about Tuma and Tahor? So Gemara quotes the Mishnah later on in the Masechta, the Tnan. Haisha Shaisa Osa Trachev. A woman who goes to the bathroom, and in doing so, she sees dam. She sees dam in the Meirag Laim. Rabbi Meir Omer, he says he makes the following chilek. Im omedes tamer. If she's standing up, so then she's tamei. But if she's going to the bathroom while standing up, so that's going to be tamei. But im yosheves, if she's sitting down, that's tohara. So the way it works, the understanding is somehow the way the system inside works. So if she's standing up, so the access to the uterus is completely exposed, it seems. So the Meirag Laim is certainly drawing the dam from the makor, from the uterus, and she's vada tamei. But when she's sitting down and the access to the uterus apparently is closed, so then the Meirag Laim could circumvent the uterus, and we don't assume it came from the uterus, it came from other, some maka, some wound, some cut that may have been in the urinary tract. Fine. So that's the chilek or meir. It's the chilek between Yosheves and Omedes. And Rabbi Yossi says, Benkach Torah. No. Benkach, whether she's Omedes, whether she's Yosheves, we assume it came from some infection or some cut inside and doesn't come from the uterus. So that's what he says above, that when Rebbe said above that a case of the age chain of Badiklo, that he says, Tamei Vadai. So we're saying, have you connected this one second, that... Right, so the idea is that when Rebbe Meir says Tameh, he said Tameh only misafek, not Vadai. We don't know for sure that when she's Omedes that Vadai comes from the Makor, but at least there's room to be mistapek. So that's what it means, Tameh midin safek. And when Rabbi Yossi says Tara, he says Tara Lagamri, just like he says Tara Lagamri by the woman who goes to the bathroom, she's Dam, she's Tara Lagamri. Here as well, when we say Tara, it means Tara Lagamri. Okay, so now the Gemara says, wait a second. So Amrle Rav Acha Bereidu Rav Rav Ashi, V'ho Amr Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, Kishatime Rabbi Meir, Lo Time Elo Mishum Kesem. So when Rabbi Meir says Tamei, only Tamei Misafik, it's only a Kesem, which is only a Tumah Safik. Vili Rabbi, however, Mishum Nida Kamar. So we said above that Rabbi is lining up the Rabbi Meir. Right? Rabbi is addressing the question of the Bidika cloth that wasn't inspected. They found blood in the morning. And Rabbi Meir is talking about a case of the dam and the Meir line. Two different cases. But what we said about Rabbi Zeir is trying to equate the nature of the psachta. That Rabbi Meir, when he says the case of Meir line, dam and Meir line is tummy, it's only tummy mikesem, only misafek, that is the same exact psach as Rebbe by the case of the cloth, which is also tummy misafek. But it's not true. Because Rebbe clearly says that's tummy mishum vadai. While Rabbi Meir says in this case it's tummy mishum kesem, so they're not aligned with each other. So Amar Leh, Rav Ashi responds back, Anan Hachi Kami, this is what we're saying. Ki Itmar Hahi, when we had that statement, is Mishum Nida Itmar. So, when we said Rabbi Meir said the case of the woman who's Asa Tzacheb Amida, and she's Tameh, we don't assume Tameh Kesem, we assume Tumas Vadai. So now that we've established Rabbi Meir says Tumas Vadai by the case of the woman who's Asa Tzacheb, so now it does connect nicely to Rebbe, who's talking about the case of the Eid Baduk, that he also says if you find down in the morning, it's Tameh Mishum Nida Vadai. Okay, the Gemara now says, quotes from the Mishnah above, that Nimsal Shalah Osyom Tameim, if you find on her Badika cloth right away, right after Tashmish, so then we say that they're both Vade Tameh. We assume it was present, the Dam was present during Tashmish, and if you find the Dam afterwards, so then we assume it's only going to be a Suffolk. So Taner Bar in the Brisa says, Ezu Shir Veset. How do you define a Shiva Veset? In other words, when it says in the Mishnah, Shir Shalah Osyom, Osyom means immediately, how do you define that immediate? So Gemara says it's a mashal. We saw this mashal already a couple days ago. Mashal Ashamish is referring to, again, it's using terms of, it's a mashal here, but the mashal of Ashamish of a waiter, but the reference really to the Aver, the aid, and referring to the bdika cloth, shom the mitzad ha-mashal, standing right outside the mashal, outside the doorway, if you will. So b'tiyas shamish nichnas aid. So when the shamish leaves, when the servant, if you will, leaves, so then that's when the aid goes in. So that amount of time is, a second or two. Havie veset, Shamru lekinu achaval lo lebedika. And when there's an inspection, when she does that check right away, we're not talking about a thorough inspection of a bedika, which takes a few moments to check all the ins and outs. We're talking about a stam kinuach, just a wiping, and that's enough. So that's the shira kinuach. So she does a kinuach immediately after tashmish, like mamish right afterwards. So then she finds dam. So then they're both chayev achatas. So that's the definition of osiyom in the Mishnah. Then the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah. Let's say nimsal shalal lachazman. Let's say they find only in her Badika cloth after some time, so then we say they're only Tamei Misafik. So our Mishnah said the Tamei Misafik and the Pater from a carbon chatas. So the Brisa, however, says Tana v'chayavim ashim tala. They should be chayavim ashim tala. It's a safik. It's a safik in a karis case. We know whenever there's a chiv chatas, if there's a safik on an iser chatas, you have to bring an ashim tala. So how come our Mishnah says there is no ashim tala in this case? The Tana dida in my time, and why did they leave out an ashim tala? They said you're Pater legamrim. The Gemara explains because there are two different types of seikos. And ba'inan, we need in the Mishnah, chaticha mishe chaticha. So if you remember the sugya of Maseches Kritzos, so some hold that the only time you're chayiv in ashim tala is if you have two pieces of fat. One's a chaylev and one's a shuman. You're not sure which one you ate. That's in a situation of chayiv ashim tala. But if there's one fat, only one in front, I don't know if it's ashim, if it's shuman, then you're not chayiv ashim tala. Why not? Because the Gemara said you need ikvel b'isura. You need to be a isra dvade there. So the two fats here, there's definitely an isra that's here. I don't know which one it is, but there's definitely an isra that's here. That is what generates an ashim talut. There's only one fat. I don't even know if it's asr. It's a suffix. And as though it could be ikvel b'isura, and therefore some hold, you're not chayv ashim talut if it's just suffix about just one piece. So here as well, since it's referring to just one woman, Anisha, we don't know if she's Nida or not Nida, that doesn't qualify. It's not the same case as two chatichos, and therefore it does not qualify for being chayv and asham talut. Okay, now the Gemara quotes further, and then we said in the Mishnah, how does one define the shir of achazman? So ezu achazman, so the Mishnah said, kadesha teri min amita v'tadich panah, for to come off the bed and then to inspect. It's not immediately, but it's to first come off the bed and then to inspect the area. So the Gemara says, Urmini, we're challenging this from a Braisa elsewhere. It says, Ezu Achazman, what's the definition of Achazman? Perish Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok, Kedei, Shetosh, Yodot, Tachas Akar, O Tachas Akeses, Betitel Eid, Betiv Dagbo. The different shear that's being brought here, that there's enough time for her to take her hand, go underneath the pillow where she had left her, or underneath the bed, where she had left the Bdika cloth, and to inspect it. So it's a different shear. This is apparently shorter Zman than having to get up the bed. So what's the definition of achar zman? So Amar Rav Chisser, Rav Chisser says, my achar, what does it mean achar zman in the Mishnah? It means achar, achar. So there's different levels here. There's achar zman, right away the mission, you know, a regular achas man, which is what, if it check if the bedikah cloth is under the pillow, that's achas man, that's your really, it's a safek case. But then our mission is talking about achas man, a further time, getting off the bed and checking, that's a later stage, so that is only metame meisla eis, that's a din only dirabanan of tumah lafrei, but that's not really a real case of tumah. So v'halkatani Allah doesn't say in the Mishnah, Nimsal Shalah La'achazman only. It doesn't say La'achar Achazman, it says La'achazman only once. The Tumei Mitzafik with Tumina Karban. Eiz Achazman, Kadesh Teirin Minamita V'Tatiach Panel. So isn't the Mishnah defining what Achazman is? Isn't the Mishnah defining what's the case of a Safik and Pachta Minah Karban? It's not saying it's using Kadesh Teirin Minamita, going off the bed. It's a definition of Achazman. It's not the definition of Achar Achazman. So Gemara says Achachi Kamar. The way the Mishnah should be read is as follows. It's missing something. It should say, Eze Achazman, what's the definition of Achazman? So the Mishnah should have said, Kadesh Toshi Yoda Latachas Akar, or Latachas Akeset, Betitel Ad Eid, Betiv Dagbo. The definition of Achazman is to put the hand underneath the pillow, find the Bedikah cloth and check. However, there's a later Zman, there's an Achazman we're filling in the Mishnah now, which is Kadesh Terim Minamita Vatatiyah Chaspanel, to get off the bed first and then to clean. And that's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Chacham. That's, so there's an extra stage in the Mishnah that wasn't really mentioned. So doesn't it say acharkach, which sounds like it's not referring to the Zman mentioned. Right? We just said, Kadesh Teri Minamita, when she comes off the bed, that's the machlokas of Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim, but the Mishnah says it, it says, no, Kadesh Teri Minamita, and then it says, v'acharkach, afterwards, that's the machlokas of Rikiv and Chachamim. It's not going on Shetera, it's going on the Zman after Kadesh Shetera Minamita. So the Gemara says, hachikamar. V'zeu, it shouldn't say v'acharkach, v'zeu, that is the acharkach shenechalku Rabbi Kiv and Chachamim. When we said Kadesh Shetera Minamita, when she comes off the bed, that exactly is the machlokas of the acharkach, of the after Zman, of the achar achar Zman, whereby Rabbi Kiva and Chacham argue whether that has the ability to be metame abala me'es place. Then come along with Ashi, and we'll conclude here. Rav Ashi Amar, no, there is no machlokas. Idi v'idi chachirahi. So there's the same exact shear. If there's a cloth underneath the pillow versus a cloth off the bed, the same exact shear. And Rav Ashi just explained the different scenarios. If it's a situation where the aid is the other, where the cloth is in her hand, so then the shear that you have to count is Kadesh Teri Minamita, Ritadiyah Chaspanel, where she doesn't have to get the cloth, it's already in her hand as it is. So the shear, she takes a couple of seconds to get off the bed, and then she cleans. But Ein Eid Biyadah, if the cloth is not in her hand, so then it's a shear of Kadesh Toshi Yodah Latachas Akar, enough time for her to first extend her hand underneath the pillow, or Latachas Akeses, Betitel Eid, Betiv Dagba, and to get it, and then to check herself. So either the shear is finding the aid, or getting off the bed, but it all amounts to the same exact few moments that we're describing. Okay, so we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.